T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Word this morning in sports on WWJ. The Big Ten football schedule has just been released. Let's go live to the sports desk and check in with Tony Ortiz. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Roberta. The biggest surprise this year for many will be Michigan taking on Ohio State, not in November. That game, October 24th in Columbus, that marks the first time since 1933 that the annual grudge match between the Wolverines and the Buckeyes hasn't taken place in November. Michigan, by the way, will begin the year with a game against Purdue September 5th at the Big House, while Michigan State, under their new head coach Mel Tucker, will open up the 2020 season with a game against Minnesota in East Lansing. That game also on September 5th. By the way, mark your calendars for this one. The annual Michigan-Michigan State grudge match takes place on October 3rd. At the Big House. We'll have more on college football, including a Division I school that's decided it won't play college football in 2020, coming up at 9:15. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
After a long night turning into a longer morning, the picture is getting clearer in the Michigan primary election results. Let's go live right now to WWJ's Charlie Langton with the latest update. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Tom. Yeah, interesting, in Wayne County, more than 50% voted by absentee ballots as opposed to going to the polls. Same is true for Oakland County. We'll get the exact numbers later on today. Both counties reporting about 83% of the vote actually counted now. Let's go to Congress in that 13th district. Rashida Tlaib now has a 2-1 lead over Brenda Jones. Prosecutor Kim Worthy looks like she is on her way to being reelected. In Oakland County, the executive race there, Dave Coulter leading Andy Meiser, 53-46%. But Troy, Southfield, and Waterford have yet to report. The winner of that executive race on the Democratic side will face Republican Mike Kowal in November. Incumbent prosecutor Jessica Cooper lost 2-1 to Karen McDonald, although the results are not official yet, but it looks like she's going to lose that race. Macomb County, they've got 100% reporting. State Senator Pete Lucido easily won his primary. He's the Republican. He'll take on Democrat former Judge Mary Schanowski, who pulled off a last-minute surge to take that race. Race again, Macomb, 100% reporting. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WBJ News Radio, 950.
Most vote counts delay because of the record number of people voting from home this year because of the pandemic. Here's more from Tim Skubek.
More people sending in their ballots, over 2 million, which is a record for the state of Michigan. There was not a way to start counting those ballots before yesterday morning. Now, here's the bad news. This was a test run. Because in November, she's expecting how many millions of votes will be coming in, maybe 4 million absentee votes. And so if you wait until this afternoon to get the results for the primary stuff, imagine what it'll be like for the general election. Could be one day, could be 2 days, could be 3 days. From Lansing, Tim Skubek for WWJ News Radio 950.
You know, with new COVID-19 safety protocols in place, Greektown Casino opens to VIPs this morning and the general public this afternoon. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas is live and local with more. Hi, Vicki.
Hey there, Tom. Greektown Casino here in downtown Detroit reopens in less than an hour for VIPs and at 2 p.m. for the general public. General Manager John Drake says they are ready to roll.
We're in a table games area. We have plexiglass set up to protect the dealer and the players from one another. We have lots of signage out on the floor reminding customers to wear their masks, stay 6 feet away, washing their hands. Even all the slot machines properly social distance so that customers feel comfortable.
Now, there's only one entrance now here at Greektown Casino, and that's through the parking structure using the skywalk on level 3. You'll walk through for a touchless thermal temperature check, and then it's off to test your luck. Reporting live and local, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.